Hello, my name is Miles, and you've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a coronavirus testing site near you?
No, I'm not. I'm a school administrator, and I have a COVID-related question that about a school setting situation.
Okay, well, how can I help you today?
Okay, so we have an unusual situation, so I'm just not sure what the best course of action is. We have a child who has not been here since Tuesday, so we're right at the 48-hour window, but the child has gotten two COVID tests. One was positive and one was negative. It's not that one was a rapid and one wasn't, or they were taken on different days. They were taken at the same time, the same swab. We've asked the mom maybe to retest, to have the child retested, but she said the child was very, you know, upset about the process. So they're just going to stay home for the 14 days, and that's fine with us. But I guess I just want to do the right thing. So I was wondering, do you think I should still, I hate to quarantine the class if we have two different test results, or do you think I should just let the parents know and have them be on the lookout?
Well, I'm not a healthcare professional. So honestly, I would say your best bet would be to reach out to a healthcare professional, whether that be contacting your local urgent care clinic or, you know, any actual, you know, healthcare professional to ask this question, because I wouldn't want to give you the wrong advice.
Yeah.
I mean, in this case, I mean, I don't know. It's really iffy because the child could have come in contact with the other children, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they would have actually contracted the coronavirus from the child. So
and we are masked. Everybody is masked. And all the classrooms are masked up.
Then that's even better. So
yeah.
It makes it highly unlikely that any of the other children would have been affected. But the parents being made aware of the issue would definitely be a good idea. But as far as quarantining the entire class and things of that nature, yeah. I would say that the best thing to do would be to reach out to a medical professional so they can offer you their advice,
yeah.
You know, based on their, their wisdom and education as a medical professional.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I just couldn't find the policy at all. I was totally new. All right. I appreciate your help. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And I would like to thank you very much for your call today.
Yep.
And I hope we have been able to help. If you need more
yep.
information, you may visit the website for the Alabama Department of Public Health or the website for the Center for Disease Control. And I thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. And I do hope you have a good day.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye.